Friends, there's an interesting juxtaposition of thoughts and words in the readings tonight, in the first reading, in the psalm response, and then in the gospel. And I've been reflecting on that juxtaposition. Choice and commandment. Freedom and rule. Do they go together? Can they go together? What would it look like if they went together? And I've been wrestling with that. So then I was like, wait a minute. What would it sound like if they went together? So let me introduce to you Everett Casey. E, stand up. Everyone say hello to Everett. It's great. Everett is a phenomenal pianist, really gifted and talented. And Everett, what I want to do is this. I want to do this. I want to take this idea of choice and commandment, and I want to first separate them, all right? So we're just going to do choice, and then we'll do commandment, and we'll see if they could possibly go together. So the first one is just choice, just pure, unfettered choice. I want you to throw off the tradition. I want you to do your best Cartesian destruction of the tradition, okay? Right? For those of you who aren't philosophers, I'll just say it this way. Just do your best teenage angst, right? Just be like, no rules. It's just this seething mass of desires, right? All I want to do what I want to do. Nobody can tell me what to do. All right, so go. That's something. It's certainly something. A lot of chaos there. A lot of contrast. Not a lot of beauty, though, right? And that's just unfettered choice. Let's go to the other end, all right? Now, commandments. I know Casey is not the most German of names, but be a German now, all right? Strict, rigid, command, right? Just the rules. Just the rules. Go. Yeah, yeah. All right, right, right. Yeah, exactly, exactly. So, hey, there's order. We've got good order. It's not very beautiful still, is it, right? It's ordered, though. There's less chaos. But man, it's pretty stilted, right? So pure unfettered choice or absolute order, command, rule. But could they go together? Could we avoid both extremes? What would that sound like, Everett? That's it right there. That's it. See, it's beautiful. It's also creative. And if you've been around Everett long enough, you'll also know that's distinctively Everett. Because he plays the piano different than other people play the piano. That's the beauty. Not just unfettered choice, whatever you want to do. And not just rigid discipline, absolute order, but a disciplined freedom. A freedom that is actually free to create. A freedom that is beautiful precisely because it isn't just everything and anything. So let's give it up for Everett. Thanks, buddy. That was beautiful. Friends, the Lord wants us to live in that middle space. That's the call of the gospel. It's not an easy space to get to, right? And Everett's playing didn't just happen. That's the result of years of discipline, of practice. It's also the result of a heart that has been formed and is creative enough to do something new and beautiful. And that's what the Lord offers to us. And it's uniquely the Lord that offers that, especially in this day and age. We live kind of in a postmodern culture where we love choice. We demand choice because everything's at our fingertips. Everything's on demand. You want to watch a show, but it's happening at 8 o'clock on a Sunday night, you just get a subscription. And then you're like, well, I can watch it whenever I want because it's on demand, right? And that phrase is interesting, isn't it? We love choice. Oftentimes we resent commandments, but neither of those paths, all choice or all commandments, are very good, right? Take the first one. If it's just me, I get to do what I want, my life, my choice, my freedom, my truth. Parents will recognize that. That's what teenagers sound like, right? And then whenever they run into resistance, it's like, oh my gosh, I can't believe it. I hate living here. I can't wait for college when I can do whatever I want to do. And then they come to college and they find out they can't do whatever they want to do. And it's, oh my gosh, I can't believe it. We protest against the world. But that's not freedom. And that's not a path that moves us forward. We want to be mature. Now, at the other end of the extreme, because sometimes people fall into this, just robotic obedience. I have to do it this way. It only can be this way. It has to be like this. But friends, that's not freedom either, right? And so the Lord wants to save us. He actually wants to save us from ourselves, right? If your tendency is to do whatever you want to do, he wants to save you from the slavery to your own desires. If your tendency is to want some external rule to tell you what to do with your life, he wants to save you from slavery to the law. Christ holds out to us a freedom that incorporates both. That's why St. Paul can say, for freedom, Christ has set us free. For freedom, Christ has set us free. Gotta be free. We want to be free. That's why Jesus' approach in the gospel is really, really important. You see, he holds up the law. He says, don't think I've come to abolish the law or the prophets. I've come not to abolish, but to fulfill. And he says, so obey the law. Whoever breaks one of these least commandments will be least in the kingdom of heaven. Right? I wonder how many people have that highlighted in their Bible. Ooh, I can't break any of these. Probably, oh, no, Jesus just loves us. He just accepts us. Right? No, he holds us to a standard. But then it's interesting what he does. He names the law, and then he goes beyond it. He says stuff from the law of Moses. You've heard it said, you shall not kill. But I say to you this. You've heard it said, you shall not commit adultery. But I say to you this. And what he does when he goes beyond it is he takes it to another place, another level. And the place where he goes is specifically beyond the external observance. And he goes right to the heart. You've heard it said, you shall not kill, but I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother, because that's where it starts, right? He goes right to the heart of the matter. You've heard it said, you shall not commit adultery, but I say, whoever lusts after another, because that's where it starts, in the interior. And that's where the Lord wants to work. That's where Jesus loves to work, is in our hearts. He wants to work in our hearts. He always appeals to our freedom. He entices us. He says, what do you want? What do you choose? See, in the first reading from Sirach, we hear this. If you choose, you can keep the commandments and they will save you. It's a choice. But it's not an unfettered choice. It's not do whatever you want to do, because the goal that is before the freedom, the goal that is before our choice, is specifically to keep the commandments, to not do it our own way, but to do it God's way. That's what saves us. See, his commandments are for us. They're not meant to take away our freedom. He doesn't want to kill our joy. He doesn't look down from heaven and say, man, it looks like they're having way too much fun down there. Let's throw more rules at them to keep them in line. No, his commandments are for us. And freedom comes when we freely submit to them. Bishop Barron down in L.A. had a nice line from his homily this week. He said, in freely submitting to God's law, we become our most authentic selves. In freely submitting to God's law, we become our most authentic selves. See, his commandments train our hearts and train our minds. And when our hearts are free, when our minds are free, when they've been formed according to God's law, we become who we are called to be, our most authentic selves. That's what it means to be a saint, to be your most authentic self. And don't think, friends, for a second that that is a crushing of your humanity. It's not a crushing, it's a freeing. It's just like Everett. Think of that. He's free on the piano. He's free to do beautiful things on the piano because he's been disciplined by the rules, by the tradition, by the way it ought to be played, by standards he didn't make for himself. That's freedom, and it's beautiful. Well, friends, tonight it's not just about pianos and beautiful music. It's about our souls. You're meant to be free. You're meant to live beautiful lives. You're meant to become saints, all of you. Let the Lord do that. Freely say yes. Freely submit to his commands, to his law, to his rule of life. You will find freedom. You will find joy. You will find the fullness of life. And may that begin tonight. Amen.